Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. Don't throw the past away. You might need it some rainy day. Dreams can come true again when everything old is new again. So go the lyrics to one of the late Peter Allen's songs, which he once performed on the stage of the Radio City Music Hall, joining the Rockettes' kick line in the process, the first man ever to do so. Allen's characteristic flamboyance shouldn't obscure the fundamental truth of his lyrics. Sooner or later, it seems what was dated is suddenly current, whether the flip phone, mid-century modern furniture, or the plot of every Hallmark Channel movie. In the culinary world, there's no better example of the principle than the cast iron skillet, an implement with ancient roots that has made a comeback in contemporary kitchens. The Chinese invented the process of making cast iron cookware around 500 BC. In the early 18th century, Abraham Darby, an Englishman, revolutionized the process, and thanks to him, cast iron pots and pans, whether skillet, Dutch oven, griddle, or waffle iron, became dominant in the 18th and 19th centuries. Well into the 20th century, cast iron skillets remained popular. By the 1960s and 70s, however, with the emergence of Teflon-coated aluminum and stainless steel cookware, the popularity of cast iron pots and pans declined. But like many cooks, I've recently discovered, or rediscovered, the virtues of cast iron. It's because, though ironically not a good heat conductor, cast iron can withstand and retain very high temperatures, making it ideal for producing seared meat, crispy chicken skin, and crusty cornbread. It can even perform its magic on pizza, chocolate chip cookie dough, and mac and cheese. If you don't already own a cast iron skillet, I urge you to get one. They're ridiculously inexpensive. And find out why, after all these years, it's still hot. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.